soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 24 kumpandula 2023 ngokipsdube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lenkinga esihlangana naso sivela kukhetho njengamaZimbabweans wa confronted with a big political problem eseZimbabwe emayelana lendaba ke yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngemva kokhetho.
Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlayana ngamapholisa.
Amaphoyisa nabantu abafundele umsebenzi abakwazi ukuthi umuntu uma ehambe kanje uqamule umthetho. So thina sikhangela ukuthi bona abantu laba babotshwa ngamapholisa abayi babagcini bomthetho abakhangela ukuthi umuntu udalele icala.
Kodwa abakubandla leZANU-PF bathi ngabazilutho ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-SPCC. Sizalethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulo msakazo.
Abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Jambisa bathi amalunga ebandlaleli abotshwa mahlayana eZimbabwe kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngoNcwabakazi lonyaka. Kusanda kubotshwa umeya weBindura umnumzana Jacob Gwature okuthiwa watshontsha imali yabantu. Leli licala lakudala. Banengi abakubandlaleli ababotshwa amapholisa. Umnumzana Ostalo Siseziba osanda kumiswa emthethwandaba isithuswa icala lokuthi wathethisa owesifazana ngesikhathi kukhankaselwa ukhetho oledluleyo uthi athwele nzima amalunga e-SCC.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu yethu. Silenkinga esihlangana naso sivela kukhetho njengamaZimbabweans wa confronted with a big political problem eseZimbabwe emayelana lendaba ke yokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngemva kokhetho. Ungakhangela kubo mguza wahambe emaphandleni abantu bayahlukuluza ukubana lavotelelani nge-ITPC. Abantu abavotelani i-ITPC bavotela ukubana kube le nguquko kwele Zimbabwe. Ungakhangela isimo lempilo zabantu ziyaveza sobala ukubana kwele Zimbabwe sile nkinga. Ungahamba umgwaqo wetsholotsho uyakutshengisa isimo sikahulumente. Usuka emkayo ubuya kobulawa emadolobheni noma uzama ukuya khona into kumanye amadolobha angasakobulawa kuyakuvezela sobala. Ungahamba uyengena kubo kulilima isimo sempilo yabantu. Ungakhangela izikhwama zabantu, ukhangela amatitsha, osobhuku, izinduna, ukhangela amasosha lamapholisa. Impilo yabo iyakuvezela ukubana ke eZimbabwe kule nkinga and inkinga ilapha ukubana ukhetho leZimbabwe layenza ngendlela engasiyo ikakhulu indaba ye-manipulation lokutshontshwa kwamavoti ukubana iZANU-PF ifuna ukureturna ke amavoti without the mandate of the people.
Usiziba ongumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-SCC njalo omele ijabalala phela indaba edala lephalamende uthi uyamangalisa okwenziwa ngamapholisa okhanya ebambisana lebandla leZANU-PF.
Konke khonoku kuvezakala ngenxa yokubana ungathi uwinile angeza kulandela usiyatshaya abantu noma ukuhlukumeza abantu wena nxa usuthi uwinile. Ngingakhangela we have two members of parliament, Honorable Maureen Kadenwama, Honorable Siziba, bonke bangena lokuphuma eMadali on account of politics. Ungakhangela ke amakhansela eHarare, our deputy mayor, kathethu umeya wethu weBindura, ubotshwe bebotshela all on flimsy charges, ukuthi abanye bathi kuthiwa wahamba wahlabela, abanye babotshela indaba zokuthi ubukelelani iHighlanders. Sokulicala ukusupporta iHighlanders, which we know ukuthi iHighlanders is the team of the nation. And they are so decided ukusupporta ngabo every Zimbabwean unelungelo lokusupporta ke i-team ayifuna.
Asenelisanga ukuxoxa ngodaba lolu lesikhulumele samapholisa u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati ubengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini. Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi kalilani lokubotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-SCC. Umnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla elibusayo uthi amapholisa kumele akhululeke ekuqhubeni umsebenzi wabo.
Uma umuntu ebotshwa, mbona ngikule charge sheet elitshengiselayo ukuthi umuntu udala icala bani, okuyukuthi abantu ababupha abantu ngamapolisa siyo ZANPF. So ngaleyo ndlela amapolisa nabantu abafundele umsebenzi abakwazi ukuthi umuntu uma elihambe kanje uqamule umthetho. So thina sikhandela ukuthi kona abantu laba babotshwa ngamapolisa abaye babagcini bomthetho abakhandela ukuthi umuntu udalele iphicala. Okwababuhlungu yikuthi abantu balethe indaba zamapolisa le ndaba zokuqwa komthetho. Babe sebesithi ngendlela ukuthi laba ngenxa yokuthi bayibandla le triple C akusafanelanga babotshwe. Ah, lapho mbungeke sisabisi singasakwazi sikwenzayo. Kanti ke iqiniso elikhona ukuthi uma kuthi kunecala abalidalileyo ungeZANPF ngwe triple C amapolisa abakhangeli bandla bakhangela ukuthi idale icala bani. So ngaleyo ndlela mboni ngani mina ukuthi singafaka ibandla leZANPF phakathi ngokubotshwa kwabantu sabese siphambanisa. Ayisiyo ZANPF obupha abantu, abantu babotshwa ngamapolisa ngokuqamula ababe bekwenze imithetho.
Kodwa umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye Freedom Alliance uthi ukwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe kwamanje kuthakazelelwa libandla elibusayo.
Umumo wezombusazwe elizweni umi kabi kakhulu uManzonzo ukuthi labazigcobileyo bazigcobe ngesibhuda abasazi ukuthi benzeni ngaso ukuthi bangahamba baye emtshadweni ngesibhuda sabo siyabayangisa labo njengoba bebekhona phansi. Kukukhethwe le cabinethi vele kabukho uhambayo, yindlela nje yokufosela kuphela ke eyenkani esiyibonayo. Ukuhlutshwa ke kwalaba abaphikisayo akusiyo into emangalisayo, sokuyinto eyinjwayelo elizweni. Okufuneka sikusho yikuthi kuyinto embi kakhulu khona lokho. Bese sibokhangela futhi ke ukuthi i-CCC ilokhi lo mcabango wokuthi ukhetho alube khona. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngumbono omuhle, umbono esingathi unika abantu induduzo kuhamba kusiyane, ngoba siyamazi uhulumende weZimbabwe since 1980 ulenye inkani esabeka inkani ezilayo eyangisayo, akalandaba lokuthi abantu kuyini abakufunayo. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe nxa kuyikuthi ukhetho nxa ulukhangele kuyi-half-half ngenye indlela, okuyikuthi uhulumende owabantu abahlakaniphileyo abalobuchopho bebeza kubona kuselekile ukuthi kukhona okumele ukuthi ke kwenzakale. Ngeshwa ke kungenzeka kumbe ngokuseleka okwekwenhlanhla kungenzeka ukuthi ke izami iqhubeke ngezinto zinjalo umkhono mubola kusiya phambili kusiya khona ke ku-2028. Yikho ke okubuhlungu kakhulu khonoko. Kuyadinga ukuthi abantu nxa bevota kabavote kubonakale ukuthi izano kabayifuni, hayi ukuthi babe besenza ingipho ngipho.
Kulabanye abakubandla elibusayo abathi akumelanga kukhahlanyezwe amalunga amabandla aphikisayo ngoba i-CCC kayimanga kahle okwamanje. Umnumzana Joseph Juma okudalele ZANPF Central Committee ngomunye olombonolo. Banengi abantu abathi kumele inkokheli yebandla elibusayo le-CCC ikhumisane umlota ukuze kulungiswe okuningi okubhekane labantu kwele Zimbabwe. I-CCC ithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa weba ukhetho olwaqhutshwa ngoNcwabakazi.
Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, siye sihlangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abedlula amajumi amathathu 34 ababhubhe kulandela ukulumatha kwamafutha epetulo kwele Benin. Amafutha la abethengiswa ngodlu. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba uMnumzana Lloyd Austin ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende lwezomvikela kwele Melika wethekelela kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Ukhangelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana nenkokheli yamazwe ambalwa ngezomvikela. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezamasiko. Kwezamasiko namhlanje sikhuluma lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ngesithombe sikamzilikazi kaMashobane. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, kunjani baba?
Ngibingelela kwa uDube Mfinde, ngibingelela nakubalaleli bethu. abasakazi bonke umsakazi wakhe esiwuthanda kangaka.
Ye, akusitshele ngesithombe senkosi uMzilikazi esanda kwethuba.
Isithombe lesana abalaleli bonke abasibonayo isembulwa laphayana endaweni ebizwa kuthiwa kuseKida Lodge. Kuliplazi lelana likaPrime Minister ngithi noma ngithi undunankulu owayengundunankulu waseSouth Africa uPaul Kruger. Abanikazi baleya ndawo bathi bona ekubhaleni kwabo umlando kumbe ngithi ekulondolezweni kwabo umlando noma imbali yesizwe sabo njengesizwe samabhunu ama-Afrikaners. Bakubona kufanele ukuthi baphinde futhi baveze ukuthi elinye lamaqhawe abahluphana elahluphana nabo khokho bani babo yilo iqhawe lakwethu elingumsungulo esizwe sakithi inkosi uMzilikazi kaMashobane. Echaza umama lwana uSara uyasho ukuthi sebekwenzile konke banezithombe laphana zabo Mahatma Gandhi nabanye inkosi yamahahla bakubona kubona kufanele ukuthi ngeke bawuxoxe kumbe ihistory yabo ngeke bayixoxe engaxoxanga ngoMzilikazi. Uzakhumbula ukuthi isilo sasemhlahlandlela sesisukele babudube kwaZulu asizange siye straight ebudlanondo noma ngithi namhlanje sekuyiZimbabwe laphana. Saqala sathi ukuzulazula khona lapha phakathi neSouth Africa esingaba lenkabazwe sibale khona eNorthwest laphana kuze kuyebaleka khona phana endaweni ekuthiwa kusephukeni eRustenburg. Eyafika laphana yaba nezigodlo ezintathu okwagcina sokusiba nesesine esithiwa seGabheni. Kwakunesigodlo laphana kwakuthiwa kusekuphumuleni, kube nesigodlo sasemhlahlandlela, bese kuba nesigodlo sasendinaneni. Yilapho-ke inkosi yakithi eyazinza khona, okwathi ngaleso sikhathi sazinze lapho kwaba lokuhluphana kakhulu namabhunu ngendlela eyisimama. Kangangokuthi babe sazi ukuthi uma beke badifita behlula iqhawe elingumzilikazi kusho ukuthi umhlaba lo ababewufuna babezowuthola. Njengoba nabo bekuchaza kabanzi ukuthi bahluphana kakhulu nenkosi uMzilikazi.
Ye, khonapho-ke singathi kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kufake isithombe selesi?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu, ikakhulu kithi nathi siyisizwe ngoba lento ebizwa ngesilungu uxholo ukhona oba ngumsindi ukurecognizewa kwesizwe sakithi ikakhulu kwenkosi okuyiyona umsungulo esizwe. Lokho kufanele singabe thwakazi sikujabulele ngoba ziningi izinto ezingavezwa ngobuqhawe kumbe ngechaza elabanjwa ngokhokho bethu benenkosi uMzilikazi ekadeni. Okuthi noma kuxoxwa kube sengathi ngabantu abangazanga bavele emlandweni, kanti ngempela okhokho bethu nenkosi uMzilikazi balibamba iqhaza kakhulu ikakhulu lekulweleni umhlaba khona lapha endaweni yaseNingizimu ne-Afrika.
Ye, vala khonapho-ke usitshele ukuthi pho njengoba sekule sithombe lesi abafisa ukusibona bengenza njani?
Bengaxhumana ne-ofisi lenkosi ngizoxolisa kodwa-ke inamba okwamanje ngiyilibele, kodwa-ke bengasebenzisa noma eyami inamba bese ngibaxhumanisa ne-ofisi lenkosi sibaxhumanise futhi laleyo ndawo ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi bayofika khona. Kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakithi kunokwenzeka uthole ukuthi abanye abajabule ngesithombe ukuthi asifihlanga kodwa khona lokuyana nje ukuthi sithole ukurecognizewa kubaluleke kakhulu ekutheni nathi singabantu namhlanje sesiyaziwa umhlaba wonke ukuthi siyisizwe ngempela esivelayo esilomlando futhi. Ngakho-ke abantu kuyabakhuthaza ukuthi nxa bekhona abanye abathi bona bangenza kangcono kulungile nabo abasenze isithombe senkosi uMzilikazi noma khona fana emhlahlandlela okwakuyisigodlo senkosi. Lokhuyana kuyasikhuthaza ngempela ukuthi nathi sikwenze okwethu okuzokwenza ukuthi kuhlale kuyisikhumbuzo esizokwaziwa yizizukulwane zonke ezesizwe sakithi.
Yelo-ke ngubaba uMnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya, ungadinga kusasa. Ngokwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamela inkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungameli inkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi uSenisipanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa, ngiyakhona libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namuhla ngifuna sikhangele umbhalo ovela kuJakobe ichapter ka-5 ivesi isukela ku-16 ithi yona, ngakho-ke vumani izono zenu omunye komunye njalo likhulekelane ukuze lisiliswe. Umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo ulamandla njalo uyasebenza. U-Elijah wayengumuntu njengathi wakhuleka ngokuchiseka ukuba izulu lingani lakanye kalinanga elizweni iminyaka emithathu lengxenye wakhuleka futhi amazulu aletha izulu kwathi umhlaba la wathela izilimo zawo. Ngifuna ukuba namhlanje sikhangeleni loludaba oluqhakathekileyo olomthandazo. Siyakwazi ukuthi abafundi bakaJesu kulento eyodwa abacela ukuba sicela usifundise. Bathi kuye, sicela usifundise ukuba sithandaze njani. Base bebonile ukuba uJesu nxa engenzi izinto ezilethe inguquko ebantwini wayeqala ngomthandazo. UJakobe lapho yakhuluma ukuba umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo ulamandla njalo uyasebenza. Lapha ngifuna ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi gathi ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu ongalasono, gathi njalo ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu ongaphambanisiyo, kodwa ukuthi umkhuleko womuntu olungileyo. Ngifuna ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi ukulunga kwethu kuvela kuKristu. Kuthi ukuthi lo umkhuleko omuntu ema egxile kuKristu. Kulabantu abafuna ukuthandaza umbe bekhuleke kuNkulunkulu bethi kodwa uNkulunkulu kenzi lutho kodwa ungagxilanga kuye. Kuthi ukuthi ukulunga kwethu ayisikho msebenzi esiyenzayo, silungile ngenxa yokuthi sinokholo kuKristu njalo sigxile kuye, njalo sithi ukulunga kwethu kuvelela kuye. UKristu yikho ukulunga kwethu. Ngakho uJakobe lapho uyagcizelela lindaba ukuthi ke umthandazo onamandla, umthandazo osebenza ngomuntu ogxile kuKristu. Le into yokuqala engifuna uyibambe mlalelo wami uyizwisise ukuba ungeke wathi wena akulandaba lokuthi ngibe kuKristu. Kulabantu abathi hayi mina ngilikholwa kodwa lasechurch vela ngiyi. Kambe sure ungabe uthandana lomuntu ungamfoneli, ungakhulumisani naye, ungazange wenze isivumelwano uthi hayi kodwa siyathandana, lingakhulumisani. Antsho lokho kutho ukuthi udlelwane lobu buyophela, kungabi le mpumelo enhle. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi ukhuluma lapha ngo-Elijah, ukuthi u-Elijah wayengumuntu onjengathi. Kutho ukuthi lapha loba sibuthakathaka, loba singabantu, kodwa ke uThixo usinika umusa wokuba nxa sithandaza, imithandazo yethu ilethe inguquko. Abanye abantu bacawunthi hayi kumele ngiye kumprofethi ukuthi kube ngiyenithandazelayo, kumbe ngiye kubhishophu, kumbe ngiye kumfundisi. UNkulunkulu usibizele ukuthi wonke umuntu akwanise ukuthandaza akhulumisane laye, kunganakukhetha ukuthi ungubani. Ngakho-ke wena ondlaleleyo unalo ilungelo lokuma esigabeni sokuthandaza ukhulumisana lo Nkulunkulu aphendule umthandazo yakho.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Nkulunkulu wami, namhlanje siyathandaza ukuba ungabe kuyiziphi izidingo zalaba abalaleleyo kuli program namhlanje. Ngithandazela ukuba ubathinte. Kunabanye abangezwa kuhle emzimbeni, baphilise Baba ngegama likaJesu, bethole ukuphiliswa okuvelela kuwe. Kulabanye abalezidingo abafuna ukuthi ubenzele izimango, bavulele amasango, ngiyathandaza ngegama likaJesu uba Baba kuliviki ezayo bebona amasango evuleka ukuze bebekwazi ukuba wena uya phendula imthandazo. Ngegama likaJesu yathandaza, amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli bami, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisifanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Wezabatsha uTaboka Ncube uxoxa lo nkosazana Mhlela Sizwe Ncube weSK African Chiefs.
I-gastrotourism yi-experience ehlose ukukholisisa izivakashi zakuleli kunye lezemazweni omhlaba wonke jikelele ezithakazelela ukuzwisisa ezamasiko, kuhlanganyelwe ukudla okushiyashiyeneyo ikakhulu okomgangatho ophezulu, what we call indigenous foods, okwakithi kutshadiswe lokudla okomhlaba wonke jikelele njalo okushiyashiyeneyo emazweni esengike ngahamba ngafunda kiwo.
Ekuqaleni i-Global Village Chef's Table inhloso yenu ngeyani?
I-Global Village Chef's Table is an exclusive platform ehlose ukubukisa nokubonakalisa ubuhle belizwe lakithi, ubunandi bokudla kwakithi esikuthi khona i-indigenous cuisine, kuchadiswe lokwamazwe nentshonalanga lasempumalanga, American cuisine, European cuisine, Asian cuisine phakathi kwamanye ama-cuisines. Esikufunayo ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuxhumanisa ukudla lamasiko, babe lenzwisiso yokuthi njengoluntu umhlaba ufana le village, njalo siyakwazi ukuthi sithole ukuthula nokuzwana nokuthandana sisebenzisa ukudla.
Kuyini okwakwenza ukuthi ukhethe lo msebenzi phakathi kweminye imisebenzi yonke?
Mina ngazala ngincane kakhulu esithi ngesilungu teenage motherhood. Ubunzima engahlangana labo yibo bangifuqayo ukuthi ngizithuthukise kwezemfundo ephathelane nomsebenzi wezandla. Ngakho-ke ngahamba emhlahlandlela ngathola kuvuleka ithuba le-apprenticeship in culinary arts. Nga-apply-ke ngenhlanhla enkulu ngabizwa e-Victoria Falls Safari Lodge for interview. Ekuhambeni kwami ngagada ibhasi eyayigcwele abelungu abavelayo emazweni ashiyeshiyeneyo omhlaba. Ngathola ithuba lokuxoxaxoxa labo, ngananzela ukuthi yiyo le nto engiyithandayo. Xa ngingathola ithuba lokuthi ngifunde ngifike la okulezinto ezinje khona, ngajabula kakhulu. Ngenhlanhla enkulu ngaphumelela kwi-interview yami, ngafunda e-School of Hospitality and Tourism koBulawayo, ngaqeqesha. Yikho-ke ekusebenzeni ngazimisela ukuthi ngizaba le bhizimusi elizathuthukisa abantu ngokupheka. Manje ngingumqondisi wesikolo se-School of Food Africa.
Ungathini kwabasakhulayo abathi bona balothando lokuthi benza umsebenzi wokupheka njalo bayawenelisa, kodwa belokuthandabuza okokuthi ungaba ngumsebenzi ongabaphilisa na?
Mina ngintombaza lasemakhaya, ngingokobhekwe lemakhaya eKhezi number 39. Ngangingakhangelelanga ukuthi ngala ngivela khona ngingahamba isibanga esingaka empilweni. Ukupheka kwangitshintshela impilo, kwangisiza ngaqala ibhizinesi lami lokufundisa abanye ukuthi ukupheka kuyakwazi ukuthi kugcine. Sengahamba amazwe ngathola ithuba lami ngalokho engikwenzayo, ngafunda e-America iMandela Washington Fellowship, eyangivula amehlo ngananzelela ukuthi hayi, lami ngingancedisa abanye abafisa ukuzithuthukisa ngokupheka. Manje ngiqondisa isikolo sokupheka okuthiwa i-School of Food Africa, abafuna ukulolonga ama-skills abo okupheka, befuna ukuthi baqale amabhizinisi okupheka, bebadinga imisebenzi endaweni ezibhadala imali ethe xaxa, kumbe abafuna ukulondoloza impilakahle yabo ngokudla, bangabuya e-School of Food Africa sibafundise. Kufuna ukuzimisela nxa ungene kuprofession yokupheka, kufuna isibindi, ufuna uhlale uzinakekele emzimbeni wakho, kanye lokuzwisisa ukuthi imali ungayenza njani ngokudlalela ebantwini abavele sebephakathi kwamabhizinisi abo. Xa usungene kuprofession yokupheka, kufuna ukuthi ube ngumuntu okwaziyo into ayifunayo. Xa ungayikhetha ungethuselwa ngabantu, noma xa ungayehluleka ungakhalali, vuka uzame, no reverse, no retreat, no surrender. Xa kuliphupho lakho ekuphekeni, xa ungalezi uphindaphinde liyakwazi ukuthi likutshintshe impilo yakho kunye labanye abantu. Njengami nje ngikhuluma, ngiyalubona utshintsho olukhulu yimi njengomama kunye lamanye amangazana asakhulayo.
Lapha lizwe unkosazana Mhlela Usizo Ncube owe-Stirred Up African Chefs ixoxa loTaboka Ncube owe-Studio 7. Wezemidlalo uJoseph Janju sethulela impumelelo yemidlalo edlalwe namhla kwisigaba se-Premier Soccer League.
Iqembu le-Lindesweli litshiwo ngemiklomelo emine liqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo yelenkezi Platinum Stars ngemva kokungqotshwa elikwenziwe ngele-1 ngenye-1 kanyani namhla ngase-Colliery. Iqembu le-Lenders le miklomelo ngamashumi amane lane ukuthi elenkezi Platinum Stars lona lile miklomelo ngamashumi amane lathoba mnembili, njalo libhaxabulele ZPC Caribe nge-3 kanya izolo. Ngomgqibelo kweminye imidlalo edlalwe namhla, iqembu le-Dynamos litshayele KAPS United nge-1 kanya enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium, kuthi ele-Black Rhinos linqobele Manchester Diamonds nge-2-1 ngase ngiyimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingujoseph Njanji.
Kusenjalo ujoseph Njanji uxoxa lo-Abraham Bayiwa owayengumgadli wamaqembu abalisa i-Islanders, iChapungu kanye leZimbabwe Saints. Umbiba ukhuthaza abaqeqeshi kanye lenkokheli zomdlalo wenguqu ukuba bayamukele ulwazi lolezi nsuku olwe-sports science.
Umbayiwa ofundele izifundo ze-sports science ekolitshini le-National University of Science and Technology uthi kuhle kakhulu ukuba sebebaningi abafundele i-sports science elizweni. Uthi okuqakathekileyo ukuba basebenzise lokho abakufundayo ukuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu.
Sisesimeni esihle, but the challenge is now ukuthi are we able to embrace it, to be charged with this reason, and which everyone has to accept it. And if we accept it, that then we move on. And first come back. So it's a matter of what our coaches are, oh, now we are. They have to embrace it. The administrators, everyone has to balance this process. That's how they are progressing, that's how they are doing. So they have to be charged by funder. So we have to be equipment.
Yes, Katia Funda in Nastum by Obe Village, Katia Kambulavasa Kula, UL First Mobile Academy, Kwazok City Nagani, Kambulabula, Chiefs Limupe 2 by Loba 7, Zulu as Luanke, Guskavasa Pezu, Luis, a Premier Soccer League.
That opportunity, and if we have achieved it, appeared to me, Daniels, Alami, and Funda, as this doing as us. That is just what you know. Suspended, of course, we've been taught in us, and but you know, the junk one, if you don't use it practically, you don't see the value of it. So, Pilar Chiefs came knocking and they gave me that opportunity. And at least, one is that I'm moving the one or two things, and I was under the mentorship by Nilton, and I'm happy with he took his time to teach me the ropes and in terms of fitness, in terms of maybe football in general, challenge and as a coach, how you behave, how you conduct yourself.
Lonyaga umbayiwa uphenduke uqembu elimkhulisileyo ele Highlanders lapha aqashwe khona kuba nguye okhangele uqina kwabadlali ube ingxenye yabaqeqetshi abasebenze leqembu lesizwe lapho lidlala lele Namibia ngosuku kugcotshwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And that's the team in the Highlanders, and again I'm working with coach Brinto, and I'm still learning, and it's good to be here so that our seniors and about. So recently, I was lucky because getting a visa for the first time in the national team to assist as a fitness trainer at the FOE KMA inauguration. So it shows that maybe there's progress in what we're doing, and I just hope for better things to come, and hopefully we have been doing well as a team as Islanders this year. So it's a good year for us and for everyone. So we hope for the best.
Umbayiwa ukhulele emakhandeni lapho abonwe khona umqeqetshi olodumo u-Ali Baba Dube edlala inguqu wasesiyadlala kuqembu labasakhulayo le-Highlanders. Udlale waze waba ingxenye yeqembu elikhulu ele-Highlanders ngomnyaka ka-2000 kodwa kube nzima ukudlala waze wacina esiyadlala kuqembu le-Chapungu lapho adlale khona waze waphenduka kuqembu le-Highlanders ngo-2007. Uke wadlalela njalo amaqembu abalisayele Bantu Rovers kanye le-Zimbabwe Saints, njalo wekele ukudlala ngo-2015 ngesikhathi esefundele ukuba ngumbalisi njengoba wayesefundisa eMabhikwa High School eLupane. Ngimele isibe 7 kobulawayo inguJoseph Njanji.
Sinasizwe ezomculo.
Ngibulise ngibingele njalo obulisayo Brighton Maphosa ongumeli weqembu leNkayi Challengers. Ya ngiphuma eNkayi esigabeni thiwa iziqalabeni. Ngikhulele khona lapho into engayisho nje ukuthi ke okwamanje ngilapha kobulawayo, ikho lapho engenzela khona umusic wami ukucula nje. Ngiqale ngo-2020 ya ngilama albhamu angu-2 yokuqala akwanele esifili ngixekwa ngabantu ama-singi ngile-3. Okwamanje ngiyenza i-albhamu entsha ezophuma mhlaka 30 September ethi kukhona okuzolethusa okuyilapho ke okule ngoma khona eziwu-8 ezifisa amalangabi. Abantu bakithi ukuthi lisupporte sesicela uma ufuna umusic kaKing Boss uyangena ku-YouTube uthi King Boss Inkayi Challengers uyazithola ingoma amavidiyo akhona ule yokuqala ethi ukuhlonipha ye-album yokuqala kuzobuya lesibili ka-2022 ethi ngixwaye ngabantu lo makoti. Lama-videos atholakala ku-YouTube njalo nengoma zethu. Abafuna ama-CD atholakala i-numbers zikhona e-South Africa, Botswana naseZimbabwe uyazithola ingoma. Siyabonga abantu bakithi ke, sicela uxhaso kakhulu bantu bakithi ukuze sikhule. Siyabonga kubo bonke abasixhasayo laba akafinyele ukuthi besixhase siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi siyacela bafowethu lisixhase lisupporte singabantwana abakhona apho kobulawayo sabantwana abakhona apho komthwakazi eZimbabwe singabeno siyabonga abantu bakithi inkosi yakusisa
So, kuleke Brighton Maposa singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olusikhangele bezikhokhela abakubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana ngamapholisa kodwa abakubandla le-ZANU-PF Party ngabazilutho ngokubotshwa kwamalunga e-SSC siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale